Blog Talk Radio.
The Basketball Stars Radio Show Podcast. I'm your host, Reginald Grant. It is so awesome to be here again with you tonight. And again, we welcome you to our audience, our listening audience. We know we're all about interviewing authors and talking about the process of becoming a writer and kicking it out your brain and putting it on paper and actually sharing your vision, your passion, and your wisdom with the world. And that's what we're all about here at the Family of Authors Radio Show / Podcast. Now, our guest today is Raymond Big Ray Hardy, who's penned two books that he's just released, The Seven-Figure Side Hustle and Winology, The 48 Laws of Winning. Big Ray, talk to me. Tell me about your journey to become an author and why you wrote these two books. That's amazing. I understand. Hawks,
here's how this works. You know, young man, this not just talking to young men, it's talking to women, this works. Okay, help even everybody, but it's not, it can help anybody, but it's not for everybody, because everybody can't handle the truth. Truth of the matter is, only place where success comes before, where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
And I think that's the quote from Vince Lombardi, right?
I know it came from Vince Lombardi.
It did. But that's good.
Hey, it's been recycled so much, and it's been great. And it is not there for culture. A lot of cultures just do it in the head all along. I'll give you a prime example. Some people still can't move his feet. But don't show a kid how to move his feet to get him a victory. He just has 3 feet. Well, if you teach a kid to show a kid, you know, you give knowledge, but you also want people to apply the knowledge. That's when they can get results. It's not all about how great you are or what you know, but more so about how much you can impart to that other individual and get them to adapt and adjust and ascertain and produce. Now you got productivity. And the real world of productivity is product. And the product of the mean just find a product of the extreme. Can I get a witness, Coach Grant?
I'll lift you.
Right. Now, the other thing, guys, the books. I'm marking a promo for office, okay? I've made a lot of office famous. The reason I started doing that maybe over a decade ago, I've been writing books years, but I've been sitting on it. I've been in the safe. Alright? And then, as I was marking it for a different office here and there, I seen some of the pitfalls of some of the things that they experienced, and I didn't want to bump my head and make the same mistakes that they made. That's why I hooked up with a family of authors.
And I've read both of your books, and they're just phenomenal. They have a wealth of information, and they will lead the person and not just give them it's like giving them a fish, but it's giving them the roadmap to how they can be successful.
Put you on a fast track to success. That's why I have a family of authors, and they give you a wealth of options. You know, with a family of authors, you can incorporate them out, you can sell on your traditional means. Like, in my books, you can get them from me as I do speaking engagements. You get them on a personal link from CreateSpace. Or you can find them on Amazon and Kindle. And you can also go to your major bookstores, and Barnes and Nobles are ordering. Okay, so I got wide channels of distribution. The average author only has a range or scope of 3 to 5 miles circumference where he lives, where he can maybe get his car drive 3 to 5 hours, do an hour or two seminar, do a few autographs, sign it, and sell a few books, and get back in his car and come back home. Whereas with the books that I put out, they go nationwide and worldwide, even in other currencies. You know, because, you know, money travels. So do these books. These books can go places I can't go. Even biblically, it tells you that your gift will make a way before great need. Also, each one of my books, I have an acknowledgement chapter, which I've entitled the Treasure Chapter. It's a wealth of connections. In this treasure chapter, if you will. Okay, a lot of people looking for connections or networks in order to which to tap in. When you buy my book, I'm not just selling you or giving you 12 ounces of paper and some ink, okay? What you're doing is getting a new lifestyle and a new way of life in addition to a new opportunity to bring in additional to your household. A lot of people don't understand. People curse for lack of knowledge. A lot of stuff that you don't know that's been hidden from you is being hidden in the book. Here's a spell of statistics, Grant. Dr. Jesse Fraser on Fraser.net says 67% of the people that graduate from college never pick up another book again or read it again day to day life.
Wow.
And that's
Much for listening. Appreciate you. We thank you. We want to continue to move forward as we do on a Family of Authors radio show podcast. It is always an adventure to be here. And again, I'm your host, Reginald Grant. In my new book, I just put a plug in for that, it's Thoughts of an Urban Teacher. Also, subtitled, What Do You Do When the Students Say, I Think I Am Worthless? Shut the F up. I'm afraid of Donald Trump. I didn't eat last night. Effing bald-headed mother. I want to be an engineer. Some of the things I've heard in the class over the last 16 years. And again, I'm Reginald Grant. My new book is Thoughts of a Living Teacher. You've been listening to a Family of Authors radio show podcast. Have an exceptional day.